in Kafresh Mem Siftes. So we're talking about the people which are potter from sitting on the sukkah. So the Shulchan Aruch says Shemer Hu'ir Bayoim, people who are there hired to watch the city during the daytime. Turim Bayoim Uchayav Mulaylas, during the daytime, they're protecting the city, so they have to go around. So they can't be stationary inside the sukkah at any given time. So I'm sure we'll talk about there being shermer in the city from safety issues, not from financial concerns. So that patters them from sitting in the sukkah during the daytime, but the nighttime they're chayef. Shermer here, belayla, turn belayla, v'chiyavim b'yam. Mr. Burris, the cotton member of Shemra here. Heinel Megayasa Shalayavayalayan. They're protecting the city from attacks by armies.
Or terrorists.
Shalayavayalayan. But Svichim Leilach Sabavir, the Shemra, they have to walk around the city. The Ficha Ein Yechelam Lasa Sukkim Makamecha, they can't make a sukkah in one place. But the Afkah B'Shemer Goyosis, I will Shemer Mammon, Shleiboy Ali Geneva, Shadark and Lishma Tamid. If the Shemir is just protecting it for money, to have a Shemer Ganos a Pradesim of Urla Kamei, which will be the next sif, we'll talk about people which are hired to be watchmen in a Pardis, etc. But the other concern is protecting the property. Behemoth Dovers at Tolufi in Yanashimur. So this is a Morgan of Ram. So he says, really, you have to just work out the situation. The people who watch the night watchmen of the stores, so they're part of Belailah. Person who sits in his store, so he can't eat in his store, he has to eat in the sukkah instead. They don't live there by their store, which, you know, you have times where people would live, the store was in their house, or they lived in the store, however you want to say it. No, they live somewhere else. That's fine, but over here, this is where you spend your day. You mukhiv take a sukkah there. If they can't go home, they have to make a sukkah there. Now, what's with the shemer ganos of pradesim sif yud? Turim b'ema yom b'ema laila. Shemiyasa hashemer sukkah. The more you make a sukkah, the more you're inviting Geneva. If it's opposed to a large gina, you're watching one item, so you can make a sukkah there and look, sit in your sukkah and look out over the pile and watch it. Their job is to the mashkiach to make sure that the goy is not anywhere in the process touching the wine, so they have to constantly be out there removing yishen tzarich and shimer. If the arrangement was such that they were not concerned with the goy touching, so then it'd be chayiv.
So we're assuming here this is a 24-hour operation?
Correct. Well, the Geneva is a 24-hour operation. I mean, the case of the wine.
The Gia.
I would assume it would be, as long as it's relevant.
What if the arrangement is such that they're not worried about the going on?
Then Mikhaev. Voisim Yayim Mzayin. Mimayayin Munach Bechotzer. Tzer Lassa Sukkah Bechotzer. If it's in an enclosed area, so you can basically watch who's coming in and who's going out, and that would be sufficient. So you can make a sukkah in that situation.
What situation?
When it's in a chotzer. Okay.
Because you can sit in the sukkah and still watch it.
Yeah. Tell Rishma Malav, Shane Mavorkh.
What?
What's
in
a
chotzer?
The case of the wine. Tav Rishon Malav, Shein Revorach M'Shechiyonu Al Asiyas HaSukkah. We don't make a Shechiyonu when we make the Sukkah. You don't make a bracha on the building of the sukkah, because that's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is the city, not the building is just the hechatimsa for the city. Okay. But even though you don't make a bracha on the mitzvah shabbat, but the fact that you're now here preparing the sukkah is a moment of shechiyanu. So chari you should make a shechiyanu. So we don't do that. It would be roy to do that. We don't do that. Ela shanu semhal zman shanu oimrim. We let the bracha of shechiyanu, which we say by kiddush the first night, count as the shechiyanu on the sukkah, also, on the building of the sukkah also. So now comes up the following is true. If it was raining, and to the point that it rained the whole night, and therefore they did not eat in the sukkah. So now, normally you would say you have to eat a kazayis in the sukkah. For whatever reason, he didn't do that. He was a charlan. He was part of him sitting in the sukkah. He didn't sit in the sukkah the first night. He made kiddush al bisha berach zman, but basically he said shechiyanu, but he said shechiyanu was at the house. There's no shechiyanu on the sukkah. Kshelko basukkah, shechlo berach zman mishum asukkah. You have to make a shechiyanu on the mitzvah of sukkah. If you made the bracha of shechiyanu while you're building the sukkah, so sagile, that will count. Okay.
So when you say shechiyanu first night, so he's telling us it's on the sukkah. So what about the shechiyanu on the chag?
It's going on both. Okay.
If you made it, if the rain stopped that night, and you went out to the sukkah, and you were able to make a light shave, then you would make the shechiyanu on the sukkah. Then not
correct.
The later.
Correct. And the truth is, I mean, the way we came up before, that really the person should go into the sukkah and say kiddush and eat a kazayah, so he would say shechiyanu
anyway
in the sukkah. But the scenario was, for whatever reason, he didn't do that. Mm-hmm. So then we'd have this issue over here. Mm-hmm. Now, Zakti Mishabura Aleph. We don't make a bracha on the Al-Siyasa. Why? So this language is the language of the thing, the Magen Avraham. But the language, it sounds like it is part of the mitzvah. It's just not Gemara mitzvah. So the mitzvah is to build a sukkah and then sit in it. The Mishnah later on will be masha that it's two independent mitzvahs. So that's a very interesting thing. If the Iker mitzvah really is not the building, the Iker mitzvah is the sitting. So you're not making bracha mitzad the binyan, you're making bracha mitzad. So now the person goes and makes a shechiyanu b'shas b'niyah. So if you tell me it's one long mitzvah, so you say if it's one long mitzvah, b'niyah and yeshiva, or you know, so then I understand the b'niyah, but if you make the bracha b'shas the b'niyah, you're answer for the yeshiva also. Which is what we said at the end, the Ramah says at the end. But if you look, it's two independent things, so why would the shechiyanu on the mitzvah of building the sukkah be mitzvah on the shechiyanu mitzvah of sitting in the sukkah? That's what Mishabura says. Apparently, we must understand that it's one long mitzvah. Problem is that later on, the Bir Halacha is going to say that really it is two separate mitzvahs. So then, according to that Bir Halacha over there, the Din of Ramah would not be correct. That a shechiyanu b'shas, that you say b'shas building of the sukkah is mitzvah your shechiyanu on the mitzvah of sitting of the sukkah.
When would
that be correct?
The Ramah, that's the din. I was saying, according to the Bir Halacha, that should not be correct. Okay. This halacha of shechiyanu is only if something which you make it every year. There's no din of saying a shechiyanu on making a shofar, a shechiyanu on writing a Megillah. Right? Because it's not that this is part of the process of the mitzvah of creating a Megillah. If every year you write a new Megillah, so then we'd say the pshat is, the mitzvah is to write a Megillah and read it. So you make a shechiyanu on your writing of the Megillah. But that's not the pshat. There's a concept of writing a Megillah, and then there's a mitzvah of reading the Megillah every single year. So there's no shechiyanu on the writing of the Megillah. It's not part of the kriya. There's no... Sorry?
And if we were to give Pesach that there would be a shechiyanu on writing the Megillah, would that be only if someone wrote for himself, but a sofer is doing conversion?
It would not, right, correct. It would only be for themselves. The same thing over here, like the lashon of the mechaber's din is when you make the sukkah for yourself, when you build a sukkah for somebody else, also you don't, there's no shechiyanu. It's only because you're making the sukkah for yourself. In other words, we're seeing the act of binyan sukkah is the prelude to your mitzvah sitting in the sukkah. So we see the act of making a shofar would be the prelude to the act of blowing the shofar. We don't make a mitzvah shechiyanu when we prepare the Neiros Chanukah, because that's not really nicker, that it's part of the Neiros Chanukah.
Just setting up they had different.
They would make, let's say they would go make candles. A person was making tallow, candles out of tallow. Mm-hmm. For I don't know, you're making, while making it for Chanukah, but it's not obvious that you're making it for Chanukah. It's pretty obvious you're making a sukkah for sukkahs. The same would be true if it's already been built, but we had the idea of being mechadish. See, he was doing chidush, he's picking them up and putting them down again. Either he added a wall or he redid the schach. So he'd be making a shechiyanu on the on that. But we don't do that. We wait till the shechiyanu in Kiddush. Well, kashal Kiddush, shu koy on mitzvah sukkah. Velachag is going both on the yomtiv of sukkahs and on the mitzvah of sukkah.
Adding a wall when you have two walls and you add a wall. I mean, you're making this. I mean,
right. That's what he's saying. Okay.
It's not really being. I mean,
it's not called Kiddush. I hear. If a person did not eat in the sukkah the first night. So he said a shechiyanu on the yomtiv. Kesharchu b'sukkah rotzalam and lamocher b'yom. The next day he goes into the sukkah, or whenever the next time would be. He'll make a shechiyanu then. Now if he made the shechiyanu, he has to make a shechiyanu because of the sukkah. Mishum sukkah, the bracha sheberach me'esmo b'veisa ho yirak b'shil echog. The shechiyanu of the night, what he said the night before inside the house, wasn't referring to the sukkah; it was referring to the mitzvah of the yomtiv. Okay.
When would the bracha person makes?
The Ramah at the end of the Sif, in Berach Zman B'Shas Asiya Sagile. If you make the Bracha Shechiyanu at the end during the building, you're Yotze with that. So that's only true because the Asiya and the Yeshiva are one mitzvah. So I can say I made a Bracha on the Yeshiva Sukkah. But if you understand that the asiyah is a separate process from the act of yeshiva, so you cannot argue that the bracha shechiyanu that you say on the asiyah should be mitzvah your shechiyanu on the new mitzvah that you have every year of sitting in a sukkah. You make a shechiyanu on a mitzvah. I make a shechiyanu on the mitzvah of mikra megillah. I make a shechiyanu on the mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah. Well, but I said a shechiyanu on the sukkah already. No, I didn't. I said a shechiyanu on building a sukkah. This is on the mitzvah of yeshiva. They have no shechiyanu one to the other. You have to learn that they're connected. The two things are connected. The problem is the Bir Alocha later on brings that the Yerushalmi says that they're not connected. They're two totally separate mitzvahs. So the shechiyanu on one shouldn't work for the other.
They raise an interesting issue. If you ate the first night in somebody else's sukkah, and then would you make a shech? I mean, so that's not going to be part to your sukkah.
Yes,
correct.
What?
On the other hand, the eker purpose of the bracha was mitzad, the fact that your sukkah would create a hechatim, so you do the mitzvah yeshiva, and you made a bracha on the yeshiva, because the maisa, you sat in the sukkah. Right, so it's hard to say that you make, you know, we our minhag is not to make a shechiyot mitzad the sukkah.
So you should really ideally have in mind that it's going on your sukkah. You
know. Right.
You don't have to be in your sukkah to actually, that's an interesting point, because we said if you're eating inside the first night for whatever reason, then you're going to make another shechiyot in the daytime.
Right, because
in your sukkah, but if you're eating in somebody else's sukkah at night, then you should really have in mind. Then we're saying it works,
because
you really should make have one on the CSS. No?
Well, it's like this. What this minig that we have, that we don't make a b'shas asiya, we make b'shas yeshiva, is because we learn the Iker mitzvah is there's a mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah. It's a mitzvah which is one mizman lezman. So you make a bracha on it. You make a bracha on tia shayfer. You make a bracha on yeshiva sukkah. Right, we're saying all the way around, but since b'shas asiyas asukah, really that's the hakdama to the process of yeshiva. So when I make a bracha b'shas yeshiva, I'm when I make a bracha b'shas asiyah b'diavad, that would work, right? Because that's all part of the mitzvah. So it's an area where a person made a shechiyanu when he built the sukkah, which he shouldn't have, but he did that. And then he ate the first night in the house. Mm-hmm. Next day he goes to the sukkah, he doesn't make a bracha. Mm-hmm. Because it's all one mitzvah. Right? But the Iker bracha really wasn't the siya. The Iker bracha was the yeshiva. So now the first night he's eating out. So he has a mitzvah, a seder raisa, to eat in the sukkah wherever he is. Mm-hmm. And he made a bracha shechiyanu on that. So that shechiyanu really was on the mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah. Mm-hmm. Now he wants to come tomorrow and say, listen, yeah, but I have a key of bracha mitzvah asiya. You don't make a bracha on the asiya. You don't make a bracha on the yeshiva. And that's our minig. So you wouldn't make a bracha on that situation. On the other hand, we do hold there is a din bracha mitzad de asiya. At least the chadkila, that's why you try moitzi it. Mm-hmm. So you try me moitzi it.
So would it work, have it in mind?
Would it work?
That was my question.
Yeah. I think it would work.
Would work.
What?
In other words, that din of a shechiyanu on the asiya. Or the Ramah says you do b'shas asiya. I'm not sure, you know, like what moment do you make the bracha? You know, the shechiyanu while you're building, you make it. So I mean, it's a hard.
Yeah.
There's no specific zman.
I guess my question is, yeah, okay. Okay, now I see the chiluk between the case of eating out and eating inside your house, because when you're eating in the house, there was no yeshiva sukkah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay, Tavresh Membeis. So the Seder HaTefillah, we say the starting the Birchas Achas Min Shabbos, you say Vayuchulu, and then whereas by the night, first night of Pesach, first two nights of Pesach, we just say Vayuchulu, and then we say Kaddish. This year, Mashiach doesn't come. This year, Friday night will be the first Seder. So we will say, finish one Esrei, say Vayechulu, not say Berachas Achas Mein Sheva, and then either say Halal if you're Nusach Svart, or not say Halal and just say Kaddish. But Sukkah is the first night. You'll say the paragraphs of Berachas Achas Mein Sheva, and then you only mention the Kaddish and Shabbos at the end.
So
yes.
We're saying there's a chiluk between Pesach,
Pesach falls,
and
the chiluk is in Pesach, because the reason why we say that this is in case somebody came late, they can use it to catch up. So since Pesach is Leil Shimurim, so we don't see the danger as being as significant, and therefore there was no need to make the takana in case somebody catches up. He goes a little late, so he'll go a little late, but he's safe. Whereas the other Friday nights, we have this concern of a person going home by himself. So we add this extra tefillah and he can catch up. Okay. Lias b'Shabbos was an Amrim Marbis Belel Rishon. Kimoshem and Oilam, the Regilim Behem, Choshashem Yitlu Neiris Liris Behem. So the minig now was they used to have extra piyutim they would add into the Marv tefillah. So it comes out the first night of Sukkot, we don't say them. Because since they are, it's not something which people are fluent in, we're afraid the person will try and take a nair, and then you have all the concerns of being metaltal and nair on Shabbos, etc.
Is that applicable to us?
I
don't know who says them. I mean, the art scroll, Machzor, certainly right. have them in there. I don't know who still says them, but Yekes, maybe.
The Yekka still do say them.
I was just wondering whether this would be applicable. I mean, because the chashash about that you might take a nir.
I think the pshat, this became the way the kviyas of the piyutim was. When it's Friday night, you don't say them. Mm-hmm. So I don't think they would change. But El Sheni Armi Merob Shel Yom Rishon, then you say that the second night. Wilding Shechal Shvi Shel Pesach B'Shabbos Armi Matzis Shabbos Merob Shayach Liyam Shvi. When Shvi Shel Pesach comes out to be on Shabbos, which means that the first night Pesach Tadam Matzis Shabbos, so Shvi Shel Pesach is Shabbos. You'll say on Leil on Achron Shel Pesach Matzis Shabbos. You'll say the Merobis of the Friday nights. The same thing would happen in a case where you had the Shemini Atzeres on Shabbos. You would say, you would not say it for the Shemini Atzeres night, you would say it Matzis Shabbos, which is Simchas Torah. The only exception to this rule is in a case where, like this year, Friday night falls out on Pesach, the first night of Pesach. So we don't take the piyutim of Friday nights and put them into Matzis Shabbos. We don't say them Friday night because it's Shabbos. We don't say them Matzis Shabbos because there were special piyutim to say the second night, which had references to Sfiras HaOmer. Sherman Malel Sheni Hashayach Lel Sheni Mishum Biker LeSfira, because it had references to the Marobis, which is about Sfiras HaOmer. And the minhag is not the same by Malikin in a case where it falls out on Friday nights.
We never say when it's a yomtiv. Right?
Never say it's a yomtiv, and the reason Shartzian says why is that? Shartzian and Gimel there mishum yomtiv shachal by erev Shabbos shein armim by isartem shein maasim by yomtiv v'chein armim by isa afilu kashachal by yomtiv by Shabbos atzmai. The reason why the minhag is not to say it is because Yom Tov falling out before Shabbos, on Shabbos, is not necessarily clear to people. And you say Yisartem, you're supposed to say Yisartem. The guy was, I'm supposed to be Maaser. So, which is not true in the case of fall to be Erev Shabbos. Bilvad, we only say Mekadosh HaShabbos at the end of the bracha. You don't mention Yom Tov. So this is Avor Shabbos Bilvad. Fine. So the question is in the paragraph the question is when it falls out during the weekdays do we say an extra phrase of ahava? Right. So the Torah says you say that even during the weekdays, and we don't say it during the weekdays, but when it falls on the Shabbos, we do say it. Fine. Tav Resh Mem Gimel, Seder HaKiddush. So Seder HaKiddush is Yayin, Kiddush, V'sukkah, V'harkach Zman. So the first night, the order is going to be, you know, normally the order is Yayin, Kiddush, Zman. So here we put in Sukkah before we say Shechiyanu, the first night. The Fish Hazman, Chayzer Al Kiddush Hayom, Val Mitzvah Sukkah. The Bracha Shechiyanu is referring back to the day, the Yom Tov, which you spoke about, Makadosh Shel Hazmanim. It's also referring back to the Mitzvah Yeshiva Sukkah. So like any time we make a bracha of Shechiyanu, we make a bracha of Lishmael Kol Shreifer, and then you say Shechiyanu. You make a bracha of Al Mikra Megillah, and then you say Shechiyanu. So you make a bracha and then Yeshiva Sukkah, and then you say Shechiyanu. The Shechiyanu is referring to both, so the proper thing would be to say the Birchus HaMitzvah before the Shechiyanu. That's the first night. Yain Kiddush V'Sukkah, Sukkot Na'alav. V'Shiyav Shalavorach Al HaSukkah, Kadim Shavorach Al Kiddush HaYom. So why don't we say Sukkah first? Because first you have to say Kiddush HaYom. Mitzkila Niskadosh HaYom, HaKach Niskayav Leishim B'Sukkah. The order is comes a Yom Tov, and now there's a Mitzvah Sukkah. So the order is proper to say Kiddush first. Okay. If you did it out of order, the Shartzim points out you would be Yotzei. We hold bigger than the bracha of Shechayanu for the Yom Tov of Sukkos can be said any time where you are, even without a kais. But lechatchila we're kaveyed al kais. Okay. Lefi. The zman is kosher on the kiddush and on the mitzvah yeshiva sukkah. We come back, but the avodim over beiruk zman achakach sukkah. The order was the opposite. And the kosher levorech zman, the meaning of the high zman koy gam on sukkah the basrei. So it's referring to both, even though you said the mitzvah of sukkah afterwards. It refers to both. Okay. Now the second night, we'll see that even if you would say, let's go back to the Ramah we had before. So we said that the Zman is going on the Yom Tov and on the Sukkah. But we also said that from the Ram, that B'di'evit, if you made a bracha on the Sukkah, not B'shas, the midst of Yeshiva Sukkah,
you wouldn't make it.
Your yard say.
But then what about
you? So now the second night we feel like this. If tonight is not the first night of Yom Tov, I was here till last night with everything. My key of mitzvah achila basukah was last night, and I said a shachiyano on that. And even if tonight is the first night, so I said a shachiyano on sukkah yesterday, in the middle of the weekday. But we hold, you can say shachiyano on asiya sukkah. So that's not worse than saying by sitting in the sukkah then, even though it wasn't part of the yeshiva of sukkah, but if you're indicating you're making a shechiyano on the fact that you have the mitzvah of sukkah, so you'd be yotzei. So that's why the minute we have is the second night, we make the shechiyano before the bracha of leishev. And that's where that change you have in your machzorim tells you to change between the first and the second night. That's where it comes from.
But wait a minute. We said before, though,
I was asked the Rebbe to repeat it.
I was just going to say, we said a little while ago, if you make, although you're not supposed to lechetcha, but if you did make a shachiyanu b'shas asiya,
you're
you from saying. But what about the Yom Tov? It punishes you from yeshiva, because it's part of the mitzvah of yeshiva.
Right, that's why you say shachiyanu the second night, but you say it immediately after chag, after mechadesh of hazmanim, you say shachiyanu. You don't say it. The first night we say, Chag,
right.
Sukkah, Shechiyonu. Because Shechiyonu is going back on Chag and Sukkah.
Yeah.
Second night we say Chag and Shechiyonu. Yeah. And then we say Leishim B'Sukkah, because you have to say Leishim B'Sukkah every time you eat in the Sukkah the whole 7 days.
So if you did happen to say it in advance of the Yom Tov, if you said it,
so the bracha on the Sukkah, you really rejoice already the night before. Right. Whatever was, whether it's Yom Tov or not, you're yotzei the bracha on the sukkah.
Right.
She only said shechiyanu now on the Yom Tov. Right. So immediately after saying the chag, you said the shechiyanu.
So we get out of the problem of if you did say it in definitely in advance because you'd made it for whatever reason, you made it to b'shas asiya, then not saying it the first night. And is that way we're nohei? We wouldn't say it the first night in that situation.
No, you would, because you said it because of the Yom Tov, but we would say it before the bracha leishev.
Then even the first night would say it. Right. Okay, that was it.
Okay, now, the bracha is...
If you said shechiyanu when you built this one?
Well, we're saying that even if it's not b'shas asiya or b'shas yeshiva, but it's in between. If a person built a sukkah, then 2 days before sukkah. So then he went to the sukkah a day before sukkah and says, wow, it's so wonderful to be in a sukkah, Baruch Hashem, thank you so much for the sukkah. Shechiyanu b'kiyanu lazman hazeh. He'd be yotzei to the shechiyanu on the sukkah. So the second night, even if the second night truly is the first night, and what you last night was really was Erev Yom Tov, but you said a shechiyanu on the sukkah. Okay? Now, Sif Beis. Sif Beis deals with the following question. We know that all birchas mitzvahs have to be said over lasi yaseh before you do the mitzvah. So you said, Rachav Shech, Leishe Basukkah, the mitzvah is, we're talking about sitting in the sukkah. So it would be proper to say the bracha leishe before you sit in the sukkah. So you should not sit in the sukkah till you make the bracha leishe. You should walk in the sukkah, stand up, say kiddush standing, and say leishe basukkah, and then sit down. That's how the Rama understands the halacha. The Rama makadosh umar umvarach leishe basukkah v'yoshev. Simon, normally you say kiddush sitting. The Rama says when it comes to sukkahs, you need to do. You cannot sit until you say leishe. So you would have to stand before you say the leishe and then sit down. And then you make the bracha of zman. Now that's the Rambam. The Rosh comes along and says that you got it wrong. The word leishev sukkah does not mean to sit in the sukkah. Lashon of yeshiva means spending time in the sukkah. Like it says, "Vateishu b'kadesh yomim rabim." Kaiso was the pasuk says in Chumash that they were yoshev in kadesh. Rashi says for 19 years. So according to the Rambam, means they sat in Kodesh for 19 years. They didn't stand, they didn't walk, they just sat. Obviously, that's not what it means. It means they spent time there. So the Pasuk says that the mitzvah is the Yeshuvah Sukkah doesn't mean to sit in the Sukkah, it means to be in the Sukkah. So he says, okay, so now what? So you walk into the Sukkah, you're ready to make the mitzvah. So theoretically, the correct way to do that would be to say the Bracha Kiddush and Leshuvah Sukkah outside of the Sukkah and run into the Sukkah and sit down. Or be there, whatever it is. But that's not, you can't be Mashana Malkum during the Kiddush. So we have no wait. So we go into the Sukkah, and we say the Bracha, and when we say the Leishay, we're it's Arvel Asiyasai, it's prior to the Asiyah of the continuing act of sitting in the Sukkah, which every second is a new mitzvah. And what was before, you didn't say Leishay Ban. So once that's true, there's no reason why we shouldn't say kiddush sitting down, which is we discussed before that the process of being mitzi other people with kiddush requires that it should be a kviyas, and a kviyas requires yeshiva. So the proper thing to do is to sit for kiddush. So the Mishabura Dalit, Mekadosh Mumet, the Daito Hayeshiva who tchilas asiyas a mitzvah. The physical act of sitting is when the mitzvah starts. V'yeshal avorach arvel asiyas, and therefore you should say the brach of leishe before you do it. Hanukadam asiyas tchilas a mitzvah before you do the start the mitzvah. V'yeshal inukein kol shivas yom. This would apply the whole 7 days. Every time you go into the sukkah, you would say leishe but sukkah and then sit down, according to the Rambam. But Rosh relayed that she yesh tismuch a brach al ikar hamitzah. The brach is not going on the physical sitting; it's on the being in the sukkah. And then we say the brach, like you said before you do the ikar mitzah, which is achila. So I say kiddush. I'm now ready to eat. I say leisha basukkah. I've been sitting in the sukkah for 4 or 5 minutes. Not it wasn't achila. You only make leisha b'shas achila. Which goes to say Simon Tafresh Lamates, and Noigam then working Allah Achila. Leisha Basukkah, B'Yoshua Chakbun Vorasman. So Rama says, you say Kiddush, you say Leishev, you sit down, then you say Shechion. Now, Bodha Fuke, Shalom Yavorach, Birchus Asman, Kadam Shiyeshev. The Kharbi could argue that you should say Shech Samasab, Sivon Leishev Basukkah, then Shechionu, and then sit down. He says, so we said, no, sit down before you say the Zman. Why is that? The after Birchus Zman Gufa Rishar Liyos Bamida Lachuli Alma Lachar, you could say Shech Yonah standing. There's another reason why you should sit down. The Tzarek Lahasmi Chasiyas HaMitzah El HaBracha. And Shekim and Sheberach Leishe Basukah Tzarek Leishe Teka. We would like you to sit down immediately. Now that's this is a very interesting sheet over, you know, sheet which he's saying over here, and he says the Shartin says the Kain Nirali. This I understand what the Rambam is doing. So come to the Rambam, the Karsha, come on, interesting then, right? Let's say we have two other mitzvahs which we do in close proximity to the Shiva Sukkah, which we have the same arrangements. So according to the Rambam, so now, but Kiyah Shavuot, it's not really an option. And we can't really picture the person would say Lishma Kol Shofar, and then blow, and then start saying Shachiyon while you're blowing. You can't say Shachiyon while you're blowing. Physical impossibility, right? But what about Natilas Lulav? According to Rambam, the Chazal come out. You should say Al Natilas Lulav, and then start shaking the lulav. And while you're shaking the lulav, you should say Shachiyon. The same way you say the Leishah B'Sukkah, you sit down and then you say Zman. You should start doing the Tilas, because you don't want to have to get it all between the Berachos and the Mitzvah and the Mitzvah. So you should say Al Tilas Lulav and start doing the Mitzvah Lulav, be Mahapik your Esrog, and then say Shechiyonu.
You'd have to do it while you're. Well, once you take it anyway, you did the Mitzvah.
Well, we take our Esrog upside down. So you'd be Mahapik your. According to the Rambam, you should be Mahapik the Esrog before the Shechiyonu.
Yeah.
Which we don't do that. Yeah. Right, so but you know this Rambam Shitzel Karev, that's what should come out.
He holds that Shechiyonu is not. We don't.
You don't need to be. You don't need to make the Shechiyonu or Vilas Yosei. You need to make the Mitzvah.
No, you not need to, but you shouldn't
because then it's half between that and the Mitzvah.
And we would say that it's really part. It becomes part of the Mitzvah.
Right.
The half sake between what and
the bracha.
The bracha of Berachos and Mitzvahs and the Mitzvah. Because the Rambam says over here, you made Leishah B'Sukkah. If you say Shechiyonu standing still, you haven't done your mitzvah yet. So you made a bracha and you didn't do your mitzvah yet. So that's wrong. So immediately sit down. So you made the bracha and you sat, did your mitzvah. And then say Shechiyonu. So immediately say an El Tilas Lulav. Then turn the esrog upside, the right side up, the correct way. So now you yotze the mitzvah and then say Shechiyonu. Now, then you need to come about the Makadish Pesukah Bavasachas, and Leah Basim and Topeches, Mr. Burasif, Katan Ches, regards to saying that them, to be people saying simultaneously, so is that acceptable or not? So what's the problem? The problem is we have a rule of a trade color of Mr. Moy. So that means nobody can hear it, not even the Makachim. On the other hand, there's a rule which we have that someone says, Midi de Chaviva, it could be Mishtamoy. So something which is Chaviv to a person, he's able to focus in and hear, even though there's other sounds coming with it. So, Lachar, you'd be meeker than you're allowed to have multiple people say Kiddush at the same time.
What does he mean? Bracha de Sukkah b'kol b'mashikha?
Now, Baroy Lermer, Bracha de Sukkah b'kol b'mashikha b'nigun k'shar brachas de Kiddush. The same way you make the Kiddush with a nice niggun, so your bracha of Asher Kesham Tzav and Tzivon Olei Shei Batsukah shouldn't be just like if this you know, Vachadik, alright? No, you know, you make a nice niggun out of it. Then the Shulchan says that you should always have brachas b'kol rom and a nice niggun, right? Not just, right? So your bracha of Shesh Tamas of Tzibonu Al Nitzilas Yadayim should also say like that.
Anytime.
Anytime. You know? Okay.
Why not?
Okay, let's hold it here. Hold it by Gimel. Okay. Monday.